How do you ask for a date?
Ew! Get away from me!
Second date update with the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
At second date update in the Playhouse of the Morning, Y94 getting you closure. You go out with somebody for whatever reason, you don't hear from them. And today we got Ben. Ben, tell us about who you went out with, all that stuff.
So I'm pretty excited. About a month ago, I actually went on a date with a girl I kind of had a crush on in high school. Back in the day, I was a bit of a nerd. She was a dancer in the dance team, so she's super hot. But anyways, we met for dinner, and we had a great dinner. It went like for 3 hours. We talked a ton. She did get a little drunk, and I offered to pay for her car, but she said no. I felt like she shouldn't drive. I didn't want to say I'll take you home, because I didn't want to be creepy or whatever. But I thought we had a pretty good date, and then I don't know. I've hit her up a few times, and she's just kind of ghosting me. I don't know. She won't respond to my texts. She won't answer my calls, and I stalked her a little bit on Instagram, and she's been posting and stuff. So I know she's not dead or anything. So yeah, I just don't know what's going on. I thought we had a pretty good time.
All right. Well, living is good, I suppose. How long has it been she's been ignoring you?
It's been like about a month. I mean, I only hit her up a few times. I wasn't trying to I'm not a creep or anything.
I will say this, if you're going to have a 3-hour date, you must have had an all right time, right? You're not going to hang out for 3 hours with somebody you don't like.
Yeah, no, the date, and we caught up, we had some stuff in common, you know, talked about the past a little bit, and, you know, I don't know, I thought we hit it off.
Well, Ben, if you don't mind giving us a couple of minutes here, we'll go ahead and try to get her on and see if we can't get you either another date or some closure, bare minimum, okay?
Thank you. That would be great.
In the middle of second date update in the Playhouse, we've been chatting a little bit this morning with Playhouse family member Ben, who went out with Diane and just wants to know what's going on. But for that, we're going to need Diane. Diane D, here's all right.
Oh, hello. Yes.
Hi. I think maybe we lied to you a little bit, or at least when you were thrown on hold, you were lied to you a little bit, so you didn't win anything. That's not why we want to talk with you. Actually, we do a segment here on the show called Second Date Update, and we're chatting with Benjamin this morning, who is kind of wondering what's going on after your 3-hour date. You're ghosting him. What's going on?
Oh, no. Really?
Benjamin, okay. You want to say hey?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, Ben.
How are you doing?
Bad. Okay, fine. I don't want to go out with you because when we were at dinner, you wouldn't shut up about QAnon. And you're making these inappropriate comments about how short my dress was and how I'm wearing too much makeup. Maybe you couldn't tell what I was feeling because you're too busy thinking about the liberal elites and Ron DeSantis. But I was really uncomfortable the entire time.
I was just making small talk, and all I said was I could see your panties when you sat down.
I'm shocked you guys managed to stay out for 3 hours. God!
Yeah, you didn't have any problem letting me pay for dinner and buy all your drinks if you had such a bad time. All that happened, right away.
I offered to pay half. I didn't... Well, okay, the reason I stayed was because I was trying to help you. Like, you used to be, I don't know... I thought you were just this sweet, shy nerd or something from high school, but I just wanted to help. And oh, God.
Help what? I think conspiracy theories are fun. I don't know. I was just talking. I don't know. It's not like I'm 100%, but, you know, nothing wrong with asking questions or whatever.
No, I give up on you. Okay, you... The reason I was drinking was because I wanted to ease the pain of having to listen to you. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're not just asking questions. You were being forceful. You were being dominating and just obnoxious. I had to ask somebody from the wait staff to walk me outside at the end of the night. Apparently, you didn't notice
that.
This
is not true at all. You're lying, all right? Don't talk to me like this.
I hate to just go ahead and cut you guys off, especially when this is, I'm not going to lie, it's great radio, but it's uncomfortable radio. This obviously isn't happening. Neither of you want to go out again, I'm guessing.
She is so full of it.
No, dude, listen to me. Okay, this is not a conspiracy. Joe Biden is not forcing me to say this. I don't like you. I had a bad time. I can't be with a guy who doesn't believe in a woman's right to choose.
Well, women these days. You know what? I'm done with American women. You know what?
Well, you were right about one thing, Ben. I mean, at least one person on the phone here is full of it. So, and we appreciate it. And for you, Diane, I guess appreciate you being on, but sorry to even bring it up.
Yeah, she could have just said, "What? This is such a waste of my time. What the hell?"
Okay. Hey, Celebrity Sizzler deck, hold up.
Oh, the Morning Playhouse.